Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung on the road. In the news, the United States Space Agency has announced a space probe, they say, proves our universe is more than 13 billion years old. That's billion with a B. That's the headline. I'll have details in just one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Yasser Arafat made a surprise announcement today, saying that he would name a prime minister for the Palestinian Authority in the very near future. Arafat made the announcement under pressure from the United Nations, the United States, and his own Palestinian leadership. And now details on our lead story. A NASA probe has captured what scientists call the best baby pictures yet of the universe, saying they believe the data set the age of the universe at 13.7 billion years old. The findings from the year-long observations by NASA have led scientists to conclude that the first stars were born 200 million years after what they called the Big Bang. That's about 300 million years earlier than previous estimates. NASA officials say the results of this space probe are a goldmine for learning about our universe. And that's the latest in our news update. We cover the political and the scientific news because it sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The United States Space Agency claiming that our universe is over 13 billion years old is strong evidence for the soon return of Jesus Christ to the earth he created. Think about this. Creation's past performance. According to God's word and the testimony of Jesus Christ, the universe was created around 6,000 years ago in six 24-hour days. The creation of man on the sixth day of creation as a grown man is evidence that all things were created with age. Thus, we can conclude that stars also were created with age on the fourth day of creation. Think about this. Creation's present problem. When so-called science reveals findings not based on the scientific approach of observation and replication, creation seems to be under attack. When an education system promotes a theory, the theory of evolution, as an absolute fact, again, creation seems to be under attack. The true problem for both evolution and creation is that both must be accepted by faith. And creation has the best evidence upon which to base your faith. But think about this. Creation's prophetic perspective. The debate over the origins of man and our universe has led to a denial of the record of creation as found in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1. The Apostle Peter wrote his last book and warned that in the last days, people would deny that Jesus Christ was coming again and at the same time be willfully ignorant of the truth of creation. That's found in 2 Peter chapter 3. The announcement by NASA of supposedly new facts about the age of our universe sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This is Jimmy DeYoung on the road, and that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...